And that probably is the most crisply defined neighborhood in Milwaukee, because it's the Menominee River on one side, Wisconsin Avenue Bridge on the north, I-94 on the south, and 39th Street on the east. So it really is a little package. There are 11 streets down there, and 7 end in dead ends. So talk about isolation being a contributor to sense of place, that really is. But the interesting story there, especially when you're talking about neighborhood names, that has not always had 100% buy-in by the neighborhood, as you might expect, you know, your neighborhood name for a pig. And actually, I did a book called The West End back in 1980 and tried to track down the origin of that name and found all kinds of theories. One was that my favorite was that there was a guy named George Pig, P-I-G-G. And he supposedly had a stagecoach stop there, and the neighbor was named for him. He didn't exist. I couldn't find him in census records, tavern records, you know, city directories, anything. So I think someone had sort of invented him to give just a little bit more cachet to the neighborhood. Another theory was that the Menominee River makes a very sharp bend there, and during high water, it would wash pigs off the fields from Wauwatosa Farms, and then when the current slowed, they'd kind of climb up into the neighborhood, so Pigsville. And what happened, I discovered, was talking to people down there whose parents were early on, going back to the 1890s, across the river from the neighborhood was a farm run by a family named Freiss, and they raised pigs. So it was a pig farm. And the first mention of Pig's Town is back in 1894. So this neighborhood has legs. This neighborhood's been around for a very long time. And then it got sort of moved to Pigsville, and then someone invented the George Pig to kind of, you know, kind of move it away from the animal. So no, Pigsville is, like all neighborhoods, it's changed. At one time it was very self-sufficient. There is just one business left there, which is the Valley Inn, which is about as neighborhood a bar as you'll find in Milwaukee. It's also called Valley Park, more officially on the neighborhood map. But it's still, you know, Pigsville. I was giving a talk down there, and my compensation was a flying pig light, a pig night light. So it's kind of, they do own it, you know, somewhat laughingly, but they own it.
Great.